welcome to the Hometown Hero Outdoors Podcast. Here is your host, Chris Tatro.
And welcome back, listeners, to the Hometown Hero Outdoors Podcast. Today, we have Gold Standard Outdoors with us. They are a brother, set of brothers here that actually engage in rod building. So they do a variety of different things when it comes to building rods. They do freshwater, saltwater, fly rods, as well as hardwater ice fishing rods. Is that right, guys?
Yes, sir. And a little bit of musky as well.
Nice. So we got Joe Swanson and Ben Swanson here. Joe is actually a graduate of University of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And we got Ben. He's current active duty military down in Georgia. I'll read a little bio here about these individuals. So we have Joe and Ben. They've been building custom fishing rods since they have been 14 and 11. They both took a while to really get into it, being so young and with being very active in three sports and loving the outdoors. Joe, as we said, went to the University of Eau Claire. He played football and didn't have any free time to build rods until COVID really canceled their season for football. Then he had plenty of time to jump into making rods. He's posted a bunch of his products onto social media, and then it began to grow. Ben is in the Air Force the whole time, and he's focused mainly on his website development, helping with taxes and a lot more behind-the-scenes work, while Joe has been running the social media side of things as well. Ben just gave us the news that he is promoting to a captain in the Air Force here. So congratulations to you guys or to Ben and your career achievement. So, Ben, why don't you introduce yourself real quick? Tell us about who you are, where you came from, your relationship with your brother and growing up in your military.
Sure. So Joe and I grew up, very active, as you said, in the outdoors. We lived near, the St. Croix River. We'd take our bikes down to the river, go fish and hang out with buddies, go to the sandbars down there. So ever since we could get out and fish on our own, we've been doing that. And that's basically the basis for Gold Standard Outdoors and our passion for what we do and what we basically empower people to do through some of the apparel that we have and our fishing rods as well. And then, like you mentioned, Chris, currently in the Air Force, I'm a civil engineer, and very soon here, less than a month, I'll be moving to Missouri, new assignment at Whiteman Air Force Base. Same thing, civil engineering, but looking forward to a new place, new faces, and potentially a new position.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks for your service and giving us some background there. Pretty exciting. Are you enjoying your time in the Air Force at this point?
I do. As you all know, I mean, military has its ups and downs, but I'd say there's a lot more high side kind of stuff that's exciting, and I look forward to all the opportunities that I know I'll have in the future.
You know, and you're doing it the right way. In hindsight, you know, I was in the Army, and if I would have redid my career, I would have gone officer and been like a chief warrant maybe, and I would have gone to the Air Force. I saw how they treated their people on deployment and the links, and I was like, man, I should have did that.
It's not all that bad. You're not wrong.
Better lodging, better food. And then when we were on Balad and in Iraq, we'd always go over and sneak into the Air Force dining halls.
Ah, good call.
Food was much better. Definitely. All right, Joe, let's talk about you and your relationship with your brother and growing up here. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your guys' rod building ventures.
Yeah. Like Ben said, we grew up around the St. Croix. It was in Osceola, just south of Osceola, Wisconsin, and had a cabin in Turtle Lake, just east of there. And so we'd always go up to the cabin if we weren't fishing on the river or hunting. And, you know, that was my favorite time, was when we were anywhere in the water or around the water, around the woods, and, you know, just really enjoyed being outside. Ben and I were both active in sports as well, but I feel like we both really enjoyed the outdoors almost more than the sports. So, I don't know, Ben was always an older brother, and he kind of helped me critique the small things in rod building. I remember the first rod I ever built when I was roughly 11. There was probably about 10 guides on there, and I held it up to show Ben, and I go, "Here, look at my rod." And as I held it up, about half the guides just fell off. It was just so bad. But I'd like to say we've came a little bit, a little ways since then. So it's been fun. Ben's helped out a lot behind the scenes. Like we said earlier, with the taxes and the website, that's been two of the major things. And then I've been kind of in charge of actually building the rods, and then also social media.
I mean, tell our listeners how much goes into actually building a rod. Like, tell us about the ups and downs. Like, what different types of techniques or tactics have you used? I know one of the things that we do is we used to hold a rod building class here for HHO in Minnesota, and we'd get a bunch of people together, and we'd actually do a class, and we got to build their own rod, and we would cover those costs for them. And I know that's been very popular. And people find it very therapeutic too, to be able to have something that they can hold and use later on too. So tell us about the different techniques or tactics that you use when it comes to evaluating maybe a rod blank, or just what makes this rod work and make it beneficial for each use, I guess, when it comes to types of fishing that you do.
Yeah. Sitting down and building a rod from start to finish, I mean, I could sit here and talk for hours on, you know, the specific techniques and how you do it, but it really comes down to, Ben and I really enjoy the custom aspect of it. I mean, if we had to sit there and build 7-foot medium light with black and gold thread or whatever it is all day, I'd go crazy. But I really enjoy the little bit of a variety we have from, like we said, freshwater, a little bit of saltwater, ice rods, fly rods, musky, just the different aspects of it. And I really enjoy, you know, you get someone that's maybe 5'6". We like to adjust the handle for them if they like it. You know, if they're jigging for walleyes and they like that handle to sit right there versus someone who's a little bit taller. Sometimes people like it to sit even in their armpit or however it is. I just really like that variety where it's not always the exact same thing. And then we offer, you know, hundreds of different colors. I guess you can see some of the color options. Those are our threads in the background here.
Oh yeah. Quite a few.
It's really fun. It keeps me sane, and I really enjoy what, you know, the custom aspect.
How did you go about finding the blanks that you use? Like, how did you hone in on that?
Yeah. I mean, we tried a lot of different blanks when we were younger. We tried some that were built local, you know, St. Croix. We've tried, probably a half a dozen to a dozen different blanks, some made overseas, some made in America. And we really just found the ones that we really, really felt were the best rods. I mean, I'm not one to sit and brag about Ben and I's products that we sell, but some of these rods that we're building are not to brag, but to brag a little bit.
Yeah. So, they're allowed to brag. It's your own product. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I just like to let a customer, you know, try one out and say, you know, obviously I can't let everybody do that, but the people that I'm fishing with in a boat that have never tried a rod and say, "Hey, you know, you've got your St. Croix, you've got your whatever brand it is, try this rod and see what you think. And I'm not going to tell you about it. I just want you to feel it for yourself." And 99% of the time they feel that, and they're just like, "Holy smokes."
And so, Ben, when with your rod building, I mean, I assume you assist with that when you can. I don't know how much rod building you do when you're down in Georgia there with your military stuff, but when you come back home or down there, do you do any of that?
I typically have made a few rods down here for saltwater fishing buddies of mine, coworkers. So I built a few more inshore style rods. And then I guess occasionally when I come home for maybe like a Christmas break, something like that, help Joe out with some of the more monotonous stuff, for ice rods. So not really, I definitely am not the expert in rod building that Joe is, but, trying to keep my skill up and, definitely do what I can.
We just touched on something too, that maybe some of our listeners don't know. I know we got a lot of Northern folk up here that don't really quite understand inshore, offshore. Do you guys want to talk about that and the different things that variables there might be for those rods?
Sure. I guess main basis for an inshore rod is what you would typically fish for, like redfish, sea trout, some of your more maybe I don't know, 1 to 2, 3, 4 foot fish, pretty sizable but still manageable for a standard spinning or bait casting rod. And then when you get offshore, that's something that we have not gotten into yet. That's going to be for your larger huge fish, I guess, with your roller guides on your more of a bait caster style rod, where you're cranking fish up from anywhere from 50 feet deep to a couple hundred.
So, and it's all salt water, inshore, offshore, both?
Definitely. Yes, sir.
Okay. Interesting. So with the northern waters that we have up here, Joe, like what kind of different variety of rods do you guys build for that? Like what are the, you talked about musky rods and walleye and talk about panfish. Like what are the differences?
Yeah. We could start with the smallest. So an ultralight is usually made and you use it for panfish. So that's going to be something, catching bluegills and crappies on. And, I'm actually just looking at one right here that I'm going to build a Packers theme. So that'll be fun. And then we usually use a lot of medium lights and mediums, these are both spinning. Those are for walleyes, vertical jigging or casting. And then sometimes bass fishermen also use medium lights and mediums for drop shotting and Nico and Ned rigs and all these fancy terms. And then, you know, we build bait casters for mostly bass and pike fishermen. And then, yeah, we do a couple of fly rods and a couple of musky rods per year as well.
I'm just looking at your website here, looking at the different things you have. I see you got just talked about your custom casting rods, spinning, musky. How much fly fishing rods do you guys build?
I'd say 5 to 10 per year. It's really fun. I really enjoy. I'm actually building one over here. It's 11 foot. I believe it's meant for steelhead. It's got like 4 different colors on it. It's really unique. So it's fun to change it up once in a while. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're fly rod experts or anything like that, but we can build a quality fly rod or musky rod. And if Ben and I don't know the answer, we have connections to figure it out, which is a nice thing about, you know, all the technology these days versus, you know, 30, 40 years ago when you couldn't just look something up or call an expert. If we don't know something, we're gonna figure it out.
Again, in the land of the north here, though, we do a lot of ice fishing. So what are the different types of ice fishing rods that you guys build for variable things? And then I know a big question I get asked quite a bit is on the handle, the cork, you know, being split versus completely solid. Like, what are the ups and downs, and why do people have varying requests with that?
Yeah, I'm just going to grab, I just got some ice rods that I built. So this is just a standard. This is a 36-inch walleye reaper, great for Red Lake, Lake of the Woods, Mille Lacs, in the ice season. And this is obviously a split grip. Traditionally, full cork is pretty standard. We've been using these split grips because for multiple reasons. Sometimes when people use a pistol grip, they like to have kind of their palm sitting on the, I don't know if you can see it very well, but their palm kind of, so you can feel that blank a little bit more. Some guys, they actually put their finger right on that blank, so it's a little bit more sensitive as well. And then, you know, with this split grip, your material is about half, so your weight, you're saving a little bit of weight. Also, guys like it for the look. I would say over 95% of our sales are these split grips. They're definitely a hot item right now. So,
and then do variable colors on those as well. And it looks like some of the corking too. Does that change or?
Yep. Yeah. We've got probably 25, 30 different options. I'm just looking at it in the corner here. We've got carbon fiber. This is a kind of a more tacky material. It's really, really comfortable. It's called the slick grip, or some people call it a win grip. That's just a brand. It's kind of like a golf club almost. Just that really comfortable, sticky material, not actually sticky, but it's really, really comfortable. We've got red, white, and blue. That's one of our biggest. Actually, our one of our panfish rods is called the Alpha Noodle, and that blank glows in the dark, along with we have white thread that also does, and some light blue and some light pink and some different colors that glow in the dark. So customers really like that if they're crappie fishing or walleye fishing late at dark. And we've probably got 10 or so different ice rods that we build.
So. And then you do them for the crappie, panfish, and walleye, and then do you do lake trout as well?
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Something with a little bit more spine to it.
Yep. Yeah, those are fun rods. I got to fish lake trout up in Canada a couple of years ago, and that was a lot of fun. We have different handles that you actually have a screw and reel seat, and we call those the carnivore killers, kind of a unique name. So
yeah, and a lot of those get used for sturgeon as well. I know that they use a lot of lake trout rods on the river over here, St. Croix River, or sturgeon, just because they have that spine that's available to it. So I was going to ask, so what are the different benefits of the lengths of the rods that you have for ice fishing? I know they can be very different.
Yeah, we usually do anywhere between 28s, and then we also do a 32 and a 36 for the majority of our walleye or panfish rods. A lot of people, for the shorter rods, they like them because when you're sitting in a shack and it's kind of close quarters, they like to have a little bit of shorter rod. But if you're out hole hopping or moving around, or you're in a bigger shack, the longer rod actually helps you fight the fish a little bit better. It helps you control it. And we're actually experimenting with rods. I believe I can build a Alpha Noodle up to 48 inches. So there's new technology, new blank technology coming out that's just unreal. I mean, you'd think that a 48-inch ice rod is a little bit out there, and it definitely is, but once you get used to the length, I'm not saying 48 is what I use for everything, but, you know, 40 to 44, I've been playing around with some Alpha Noodles that are that long, and they're a lot of fun if you have the room and, you know, good conditions and stuff like that.
We'll return to the podcast in just a moment, but first, Hometown Hero Outdoors would like to thank the following companies that support HHO and our mission. Relentless Defender Apparel and Gear, Silencer Central Suppressors, Best Defense Armory and Range in Forest Lake, Minnesota, and Tito's Handmade Vodka. We thank them for their support. Now, back to our podcast.
Ben, you got something to add? Look like you got something you want to say.
If I did, I definitely would, but ice rods are not my forte. Joe's got that nailed down pretty good.
What is your forte then?
Well, if I had the time to, and if I could, I'd definitely be building rods more. But I mean, like you mentioned, we built, I guess, have two websites now that we built. Our current one was a beast to get through. I mean, we're extremely proud of it. It's extremely complex, but maybe we need to tailor that back a little bit for some users that just want to buy a rod and don't have to go through all the variations. But I, like you mentioned, I do a lot of the stuff on the back shop side, but would love to get more into the rod building if I had the time.
Websites are definitely a large piece of the pie there. I mean, in any business, I mean, just there's a lot of background work. I mean, you get into this, it's a hobby that becomes a passion, you know, and then you want to share it with others and you think you can do it into a business, and a lot of people do. And then you realize how much extra work is associated with it too. You know, like you said, the money, the taxes, the bookkeeping, you know, the legality things, the website. It's a lot. I get it. We deal with it as a nonprofit, you know, so like our website's technically four websites in one. And you know, our website's probably only half completed too at this point, since we're, you know, in half the states. So, I mean, it's going to be a beast when it's done. So I feel your pain. I get it. All the little things that I like to go and do and enjoy over here, you know, sometimes you have to scale those back so you can get this other stuff done. So I feel you there. I was going to ask you too about your custom ordering. So do you have stuff on hand that you can sell any day? And then also, what does the custom ordering look like?
Yeah. So we have a handful of pre-builds in the website. So if you're looking for they're sitting over right in front of me here, so I'm kind of glancing at them right now. But we've got some spinning rods, we've got some casting rods, some of our spinning rods, we got some ultralights, we got some medium lights for walleye fishermen, got some mediums, got some bait casters for the bass guys. So we try to keep a handful of pre-builds in the website. And then when ice season rolls around, those go flying off the shelves as well when we get our ice fishing pre-builds out there. But then if anybody's looking to build a custom one on the website, we have thousands upon thousands of options to custom build the website. And if anybody has any questions, they can always reach out to our email, goldstandardoutdoors@gmail.com, with questions on, like Ben said earlier, there's definitely a few options out there. But that's kind of where we take our pride in. We're not cutting corners. We're not just making, you know, we only offer one handle or one color of guides. We try to keep it as custom as possible. So that's kind of the reason why there's so many options.
What are the high level things that people like mainly request with these custom rods? What are the core things?
We've built a lot of red, white, and blue and black and gold rods. And so a lot of people, just once they see a picture of a, I'm just thinking, I guess I could grab one, but, it's just kind of a cork. Yeah, I'll just grab one right here. So this is one of our biggest sellers right here. It's a 7.2 medium light, fast action. And this looks like cork. It's actually that wind material that is similar to our ice rods. And a lot of people like that. Otherwise, we have a couple red, white, and blue, rod decals that we put over here. We can put people's names. We can put decals. We can put footballs, just about anything, military related here. As long as it's not copyrighted, we can put it on a rod essentially. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, like if, you had some high school students or whatever that are in a fishing league or whatnot, you could do some custom team rods or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. What does a custom turnaround look like? I know you guys are busy, and I'm sure building each rod's a little more tedious than some, and some not as tedious, but what does a turnaround look like that when people want to order something?
Yeah, it depends on if we have the parts in stock or not, but I would say anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks right now. And that's pretty standard throughout our, even during ice season, unless it's a pre-build, and we ship those out within 1 to 2 days. But yeah, turnaround is probably about 2 to 4 weeks.
That's awesome. I know we just bought a rod from you for my son. He got it. You'll have to remind me exactly which one it is. I think it's one you just showed me almost.
Yeah, it was very similar to that black and gold one. I believe it was either 6 foot or 6'6" medium light.
Yeah, 6'6", I think, medium light. And he's actually just wandered down to the water side, not too far from the house right now. He's pretty excited about using it. We actually got him a matching black and gold reel for it. So from 13 Fishing. So he's pretty excited about that. And he's been out enjoying that, and appreciate you guys helping us out with all that. But let's switch tracks a little bit. Let's talk about actually fishing. You know, we got your fishing rods in there, but let's talk about your passions here. Obviously, you guys have a thing for fishing. So, Ben, what is your favorite fishing to do, either down there or up here? Let's talk both.
I got a two-part answer. So, definitely being down here close to the the Gulf, saltwater fishing is a lot of fun. We obviously didn't grow up doing that. Maybe did it a few times on vacation, but if I could pick either freshwater or saltwater down here, I would definitely go with saltwater inshore. And then when I'm coming back home here in a month, I'm definitely looking forward to being back where there's walleyes and smallmouth. Smallmouth bass are a lot of fun. Definitely miss fishing them.
Where do you guys like to go and hit up the smallmouth? They've made them lax.
Yeah, we've hit up Mille Lacs a few times, but Rainy Lake is where we've seen the most success on smallies.
You're talking Rainy up in northern Minnesota?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Rainy
Lake. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, when I worked on Mille Lacs, I remember we got ranked number one in the U.S. for smallmouth fishery, so it was pretty wild watching people pull out 21-inch smallmouth bass and larger. So it's a really good fishery. But yeah, Rainy Lake's beautiful country too. You can't beat the scenery and the fishing there, walleye and bass.
Definitely.
How about you, Joe? What's your jam?
Yeah, I like to think I'm a walleye guy, but sometimes it's hard, especially this time of the year, midwinter, to get on them. But always take a trip or two up to Red Lake in the spring, or I should say always, early ice. We've been going up there the last couple of years. And like Ben mentioned, we've been going up to Rainy Lake ever since we were kids. We've got a couple family friends up there, and then cruise up to Mille Lacs once in a while when we get the opportunity to. And there's some good fishing on the St. Croix. So walleyes, and then when I'm not targeting those, bass are obviously fun. And then I do like me some panfish. My buddies give me crap about catching panfish, but I enjoy them, especially a big old bluegill.
I'm with you. I love it. I'd rather go pan fishing than anything else in the winter. And I just did a podcast about turkey hunting too, you know, just the spring. That's a little different than most people, you know, but I love hunting turkeys and I love doing pan fishing in the winter. You know, I'm not a huge open water person. I'd rather wait for things to ice up. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just because how my dad raised me, bringing me ice fishing probably more than open water, but I feel you on that. You guys are one of those groups of people that's just heading up to Red Lake right after Thanksgiving when there's 2 or 3 inches of ice and ice breaks away and everyone gets stranded on the lake? That's you guys?
I haven't been up there that early, but I think we're planning a trip for pretty early December here. That's one of the trips, and then potentially another one. So yeah, but you mentioned turkey hunting. It just reminded me that the spring is just so much fun. You got turkey hunting, then you got the crappies are usually spawning, and then fishing opener, you try to catch walleyes, and then the morel mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms at all?
Oh, I love morel hunting.
Yeah, it's like an Easter egg hunt, but way better.
And addicting in a weird kind of creepy way. Just wandering through the woods, staring at the ground all the time, looking for trees with bark that's fallen off. I love that time of the year, though, but it's great. Like I said in the other podcast, too, it's that time of the year where things are starting to thaw out around here. Been cooped up all winter, and I'm ready to be out in the woods and do something different. Mm. It's like our winters last for, you know, seems like 8-9 months now, if not longer. You know, we're in the warmer time of the year for 2 or 3, and then all of a sudden it's back to winter. But what do you do for fun down there outside of fishing, Ben, when you got downtime?
Yeah, sadly, I'd say between working and then our Air Force things and then doing gold standard stuff either throughout the week or on the weekend. I'll hit the gym quite often, definitely try to stay fit. I'll sometimes get out, hang out with some friends, but it's a lot of work, Air Force stuff and then gold standard outdoors.
Well, you already got a retirement plan set up for when you get out eventually someday. Are you going to do career the whole time, or are you just going to see where it goes for now?
Gonna see where it goes. Have no complaints with the Air Force. Really no reason to get out now, but would like to start a family eventually and prioritize that. So Air Nice. Force has been good to me, but plan on staying in as long as I can.
Well, you got to help spread the word of HHO. We're starting to grow in Georgia. We got a team lead there. They just started up in the last couple months. We're trying to get their feet wet and get some stuff moving, but be a good connection for you to get on. And then also, you know, if you have any opportunities or anyone that you could connect with them, you know, we could get some people out in the outdoors and do something different.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Where are they located out of?
It's a great question. I'll have to talk to Sean Olsberg. He's our regional director that has managed that relationship down there, but I'll get in touch with them and we'll get you guys hooked up and have some more discussions. But
sounds so like talk a deal. About,
yeah, I no, that'd be awesome. I mean, we're always trying to grow and get people the help that they need out in the outdoors. So, guys, what are the different ways that people can find you? Social media wise, website, how can people find you?
Yeah. We both have I don't know if you can see the banner right here, but I believe we have TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Pretty much is Gold Standard Outdoors. And then our website is goldstandardoutdoors.com. So pretty fancy name. But yeah, we've got a beautiful website. If anybody like to get some merch or rods, like I said, if you have any questions about that, you can always email Ben or I at goldstandardoutdoors.com. at gmail.com. Yeah, Ben, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, we do have, it's Joe's phone number on the website. So if you guys, you know, late at night need to call a friend, hit Joe up. But, I mean, recently been dealing with, trying to figure some stuff out and get stuck with the, you know, chat options online, and there's no phone to call. So, if you guys do need something regarding a rod or a piece of apparel you have a question on, reach out to that number and we'd be more than happy to answer a question, help you guys out.
It's awesome. So now with our listeners and the podcast coming out in the next few weeks here, we have ice season coming in the Northland. If they want to reach out to you and start getting things moving here, it's probably what's a good timeline for people to reach out before we have ice hit here? I said 2 to 4 weeks build time.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as possible with deer season right around the corner, you know, weekends and weeknights are going to be booked up with sitting in a deer stand, hopefully. So I guess, as like I said, as soon as possible, but for sure, you know, early November, well, we're going to be building a bunch of rods. We're going to have a lot of pre-builds on the website. So if you find something you like, feel free to just snag it off the website, or if you want to custom build one, plenty of options as well.
No, it's great. I know you guys do some work with Rogue Productions too. They're the ones that do all our filming, and you guys have done, I believe, some videoing as well. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. Dale's been great to us.
No, it's awesome. So I'm looking forward to getting some of your guys' fishing rods and to some of our members' hands, get them out there and showcase what they can and can do. I'm not going to say cannot. That's hopefully there's nothing that's cannot do, but yeah. Try things out. And we're looking forward to having a partnership with these guys, and they are military owned, you know, with Ben and his military service there. So we're excited to help support military businesses here. So incredibly excited to get moving forward and try out some new fishing rods, and hopefully our members can hop on board, check these guys out, but we'll get on some trips and try the rods with us. If you want, you like it, you can reach out to Joe or Ben to be able to try your own and get maybe some custom built. You know, like I said, my son has one now and he's absolutely in love with it. So, you know, I don't know, my 12-year-old, you know, it's his second fishing rod, so I'm hoping he's careful. And well, thank you, gentlemen. That's about it for today's podcast. Do you have any last statements or anything that you'd like to add before we close out?
I've got something. Thank you very much for having us on. And I've just been watching some podcasts and some videos of, you know, some trips that you guys have gone on, and really looking forward to continuing this relationship and hopefully able to, like I said earlier, try to help out in any way possible, whether that's providing fishing rods or going, you know, actually on a physical trip or two. But there's a lot of great men and women who have served our country out there, and just trying to find some ways to give back, especially with having a little bit more free time after graduating from school. So I'm looking forward to this relationship.
Absolutely. How about you, Ben?
Appreciate you having us on, and moving closer to home, moving closer to where you guys are centrally located. Look forward to meeting you in person, and definitely, like Joe said, to meet up and get out on some trips for sure.
Yeah, congratulations on your promotion coming up here. That's exciting. So I hope everything goes well with that. And
thank you.
You get all those lower enlisted whipped into shape. I know that's going to be a task for you.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for coming on. Again, listeners, this is Gold Standard Outdoors. They are a veteran-owned company that is out of Wisconsin, and they make custom, awesome fishing rods. To your standard, you know, so please reach out to them if you have any questions, like to try their product or get on some HHO trips and try them out here. But thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. And if you are a military service member, veteran, or first responder, and you are finding yourself in a difficult time where it may be dark and things don't seem right, you can always reach out to us at Hometown Hero Outdoors. Our field staff are also trained and assist with crisis intervention, or you can call 988 for the crisis intervention line and be able to get some help. So no, we're here. There's people here that want to listen and want to help you. So don't get stuck in your own thoughts. Reach out. It's okay. With that, we will see you on the next Hometown Hero Outdoors podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hometown Hero Outdoors podcast. For more information, visit our website at hometownherooutdoors.org.